Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our loud and local band of the week, and this week it's Dirty Dirty. It's our loud and local band of the week, Dirty Dirty. If you want to find out how to get their music, you can just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Shout out to these guys. My buddy Drew, he's the drummer for this band.
Nice!
A great live show. I played some shows with them before, and they're always an awesome live band. Plus, they have a couple of EPs out, so check them out.
And if you love good music, man, I mean local style, then you got to check out Sunday Nights here on The Rock. Every Sunday, 8 o'clock, 2 solid hours of great music from the Pacific Northwest. Bands like Dirty Dirty. Happy Friday, everyone.
Yeah.
Hopefully be a good one for you. It's beautiful out there. So go do some yard work or just party on Friday.
It's beautiful and do some yard work.
Yeah. Well,
some people find that enjoyable. And I will not do any yard work.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a little mental escape for 40 minutes for me, I guess.
You actually like doing yard work?
No. No, but I mean,
what is
you don't have to like it to be able to use it as an escape.
I feel like you're talking to two revs.
Yeah, really. It is.
Just because
are you
I
fighting
don't
with
like
yourself?
It, kind of, yeah.
Okay.
I guess so, yeah.
Just because you don't like it, you should enjoy it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you should try to enjoy those things that you don't necessarily like. And
yeah, how's that working for you?
Well, I do it.
It builds character.
Yeah.
It puts hair on your chest.
It does.
Oh, all these great terms. Yes.
Right.
You know, you have a good time trying to have a good time.
There we go. Yeah. We go. Let's have a good time and get to our contestant. We've got Steven in Federal Way. Steven, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, Migs?
What's up, my man? Are you ready to have a good time?
Yeah.
Nothing. I don't get a hello, just Migs, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's become Migs. Migs.
I'm the competitor. He's not beating BJ.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Fair. I guess
I mean, unless BJ wants to take me on.
Oh.
Wow. Who do you think you have a better chance of beating, Steve or myself?
I mean, honestly, I don't know.
That's a good answer.
It's a toss-up.
That's a really good answer. It really depends on the questions.
I like Steven again.
Yeah. Exactly. It completely depends on the questions.
Well, we need a good Steve off. So, Steve, yes. Get out of here.
Yeah, get out.
Wait, is it Steven with a V or a PH?
I don't know. With a V.
Oh, so now we're really
back. He wasn't asking you. He was asking Steven.
I know, but Steven said it.
Okay.
But it looked like you were about to answer the question.
You said, I don't know. And of course you don't know, but we're talking
but
to
But then
the
he
guy.
Said it, so now
he
I do.
He clearly knows the better spelling for Steven.
See?
Damn straight.
Yeah. Man, this Steven's amazing. I love this Steven.
It's Friday, Danny. Anything can happen. Yeah.
Wheels are off.
Do you want to go enjoy cutting my lawn?
Okay.
Get out of here, Steve. Go.
Yard work.
For those playing at home, Steven will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Yes, the wheels have completely fallen off. Steven, you'll have 3 guesses. Are you ready?
All right, let's get it.
Do it, Steven.
What is the name of the place where Winnie the Pooh and his animal friends live?
Oh, I can't remember that one.
I know.
Pass.
That's a tough one.
Pass.
Who does the voice of Po in the Kung Fu Panda movies?
Oh, Poe, Jack Black.
Yes. What is the medical term for the inflammation of one's gums?
Pass.
What does an ornithologist study?
Ornithologist, no clue. A pass.
In which city did Princess Diana die?
Said a bad word.
He said a bad word.
Wheels have. Come on.
I would have beat Steven, I think.
I think you might have. So, yeah, we're just going to let that run out.
Ask me some questions. What do you got left?
Okay, what company produces the chicken in a biscuit snacks?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Tyson.
No.
Okay, the Colonel.
A pass. What was the family pet name on the Flintstones?
Dino.
Yes, the food pierogi originated where?
Poland.
No. And Steven and
Russia.
BJ together. Yes, too late. Y'all dropped a deuce. Potty Mouth Steven and BJ managed to get 2 correct.
If I had a little more time, I would have got Russia.
Yeah, I know. You unfortunately were kind of put on the spot right there. Yeah. And it went from a...
at least I got one right.
Yeah, it went from a Steve off to a Beej off. So that's kind of...
I did actually get to play the game, Steve.
Because Steven had a potty mouth.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. He was thinking real hard and said a bad word.
Yeah, which word did he say?
The S-bomb.
Oh, the S-bomb, nice. Which someday we're going to get to have that on the radio.
You think so?
I hope so. Everybody else is saying it.
They're saying it in wrestling now all the time, man. On like especially AEW, they're just dropping the S-word all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's the Wild Wild West.
I know. I don't know who we're broadcasting to. I really don't because, I mean, we're broadcasting to Americans and no American really cares anymore.
Yeah, I don't think
so. Well, our show broadcasts to just nuns, apparently.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Well, sisters, that's the only S word we can use.
Okay, then. Sisters, well, you know what, then? Sisters. If that's the case, Steve, I don't want to get into any bad habits, okay?
There
we go.
Come on, lady.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
It's Friday, man.
What is the name of the place where Winnie the Pooh and his animal friends live?
Is that Poo-town?
Poo-town. No.
Poo-town.
Pooville?
No.
Pooville.
That's where I live.
Pooper Scoopers?
No.
No. Who does the voice of Po in the Kung Fu Panda movies?
Oh, Jack Black.
Yes. What is the medical term for the inflammation of one's gums?
Gingivitis.
Yes. What does an ornithologist study?
Horns.
No.
Horns?
No.
Bones.
No. In what city did Princess Diana die?
San Francisco?
No.
Los Angeles?
No.
Or Portland?
Or Portland? No. What company produces the chicken in a biscuit snacks?
Was it New York City?
No.
Oh, okay. Chicken in a biscuit. Nabisco.
Yes.
Oh, I almost said.
What was the family pet name on the Flintstones?
Dino.
Yes.
Nice.
The food pierogi originated where?
In Russia.
Yes. What car company was named for the founder of Detroit?
Ford.
No.
Dodge?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. You win 5 to deuce.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, 1 BJ got correct and 1 Steven got correct, so.
I don't know. It would have been a tough one today.
Yeah, you think so?
It would have been. That chicken and biscuit, man. I now remember those snacks. I totally forgot about those.
Yeah,
so good.
He was yelling out stuff like Tyson and KFC.
I was thinking chickens and biscuits. I totally forgot it was a cracker. So, yeah, I'm so mad at myself.
Oh, man. Those
things are good. Those things are good. I like them.
They're good, but they're not good for
me. Does anybody know the name of the location where Winnie the Pooh and his animal friends live?
The 100 Acre Wood.
Thank you, Danny. Yeah. Yes.
I was
Poohville.
All I could think of was the Hollow, and I know it's not that.
No.
Or Disneyland.
I kept thinking Sherwood Forest.
That's for Robin Hood.
Yeah. Oh, would you have taken Disneyland? I think you might have had to.
Yeah, I would have had a big sigh. I probably would have.
I would have actually been on your side. Something. I would have been on your side to say no.
Yeah, but
he lives in the 100
Technically, I mean, you can find Pooh there.
Still like that movie with Ewan McGregor. If you haven't seen it, it'll bring a little tear to your eye if you're a Pooh fan.
Yeah, I heard people were crying there.
Yeah, if you like Pooh, then you'll want to do.
And how?
What the hell is an ornithologist?
Yeah.
Is that a study or of either dinosaurs' bones or birds?
Birds.
There we go.
Yeah.
Birds.
Do you know how I know I said birds?
Because of Magic the Gathering?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
The ornithopter. I'm like, well, that's a bird flying thing. And that was my third guess. See, I think I would have beat Steve today.
Well, you didn't. Do you know what city Princess Diana passed in?
Was it London?
No.
But did we say London already?
He guessed London. Yes, Stephen did.
Oh. I don't know where she passed away.
Paris.
Yep. Oh. Oh, mm-hmm. That's where the whole, that's mm-hmm. where it all
the
happened?
Car accident where the.
Paris?
She was being chased by the paparazzi. And then the car company that was named for the founder of Detroit.
Is it Chevrolet?
No, but it does start with the C.
Chrysler.
Cadillac. I forget that Cadillac and Chevy weren't the same company for a while, right?
I don't know if they are right now.
I think Cadillac is all part of GMC, I thought, which is Chevrolet.
I have no idea.
I thought.
I didn't put that much research into this.
I think. Or is GMC not Chevrolet? I don't know.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You managed to win through all of this.
Yeah.
Car talk on the rock.
Car talk. Well, anyway, congratulations, Steve.
Thank you.
Even though, I think I would have had a chance. I could have done it. Well, as you know, it's very stressful these days. And if you're under a lot of stress, well, turns out you may want to pick up a musical instrument. And, a lot of us are under stress. I mean, pretty much everybody. I'll tell you why a musical instrument works at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, them people have been doing studies. And who them people? Scientists. And they found that almost 90% of us think that playing music keeps us mentally balanced. That's a lot of people that thinks playing music keeps you mentally balanced.
I feel like there's a lot of people who listen to our show that are in bands or have an instrument, including, I think, myself and Danny would be nodding in approval to that because it definitely does help.
Yeah, they're saying playing music also gives you a sense of clarity, a deep sense of relaxation, and a sense of purpose in life. And would you guys echo any of that?
I mean, I feel like that's a little much, but that's just me.
Maybe because you're a drummer.
Yeah, that's probably it. I'm not a real musician.
That's what it is. Yeah. You're the kicker of music.
I just bang things. Whoa. No, the bass is the kicker. I'm more like the punter.
Oh, you're the punter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. It's interesting. More and more of my friends that play music, like even the older dudes that I didn't realize played music, all of a sudden bringing out the guitars or doing whatever. And it definitely, I think, is helping them stay mentally balanced when we are in probably the highest anxiety time and mass than we've been in, I don't know when.
There was a couple of weeks ago, I have an electronic kit. It's very low budget one that's just like, it's in a walk-in closet in our house. Like, that's my music room. It's so sad. But I go in there and it fits, so it's perfect. I just sit in there and I was playing it for an hour, just screwing around with some stuff and playing with some ideas, and I got out of it and I just felt so much better. I'm like, I need to do this more, but I always end up forgetting or just life just gets in the way of it. But man, playing music is one of the coolest things.
Well, people are saying they play music specifically as a way to de-stress. And just picking up their instrument with no intention to even play it can still make them feel better. Do you feel like that if you just put like a pair of drumsticks in your hand that you'd at least feel better? No, that doesn't work for you either.
Not for me.
How about your dad?
If I have drumsticks in my hand, I want to hit drums.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I pick up my guitar, it's like, oh yeah, I don't know, it just feels right, if that makes sense.
But sometimes I'll pull up the GarageBand app on my phone,
yeah,
and you can like scroll and you can get to the point where you have like a little fake drum set and you hit it with your fingers.
Oh yeah,
and I'll just do that. And I kind of feel that's kind of fun, just to like be like just kind of like finger banging the drums and stuff. It's like do 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 do.
Yeah, I all I could ever be is a lead singer because I don't know how to play anything. And even then, I'm not too sure I'd be good at it. But that makes me feel good if a song comes on and I just sing it like and I'll do that. But that's all music does for me. I have no desire to play an instrument.
See, I noticed that for me. It's like yesterday, I was kind of in a bad mood for no reason, really, just because I had I woke up in a bad mood from my nap. And I was just like, I'm just going to play my guitar. And so I played my guitar and I was instantly in a better mood. Like, I don't know what it was.
I can relate, man. Like,
yeah.
My child Tatum, she had a bad nap and she was in a bad mood, too.
No.
And so what did she do? She picked up the guitar?
Picked up Danny's guitar.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'm glad she has my guitar.
She's a jukebox hero.
No, actually, I got a kick out of watching Danny's videos. It's like, oh, he looks like he's in a happy space.
Yeah. Have you done this? A fifth of people say they have used music to help after a breakup. Have you started playing music, like banging on the drums, banging the guitar, and it made you feel better from a breakup?
Not like where it's like, oh, I'm so heartbroken, I'm going into the room to play the drums. But I mean, if I've gotten together with some buddies soon after that, it got my mind off of it. But it's like, for me, drumming, I'm not like the kind of guy who just sits in my room or sits in a place, like just sits and just wants to play alone or by myself. I like jamming. Like, that's when I'm happy. It's like when I'm in a room with a couple of dudes or, you know, whoever, and just making some music together. Like, for a while, back when I lived closer and Thrill lived in downtown, we would get together almost every Sunday and just go into my old practice space and just play for 4 hours. And sometimes we'd only like maybe create one song, or it would just be one long extended jam. And then we'd leave and just laugh and have a good time and go get some food. And like, to me, that was awesome. Nothing ever came of it.
Yeah. I you know, that's something that just, man, I mean, it does so many people so much good. You know, music being able to help them decompress stress, you know, take away the stress and everything. And as it turns out, a lot of people are like you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm very surprised 90% of the people say that playing music helps them. I didn't know that many people played music. I mean, I don't know who the survey and the study found out, but
well, they might as well come here to Seattle. Everyone plays an instrument.
I guess I'm really the odd man out, aren't I? Mm-hmm. I don't play anything. I mean, I can't carry a note. That's my problem. I can't, you know, you see me. I can't keep a beat. I can't do anything.
You can't keep a beat. I will definitely agree with that. But, you know, you had to sing that one song that one time, and it turned out all right.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a little pitchy, dog, but thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So according to this new study, playing a musical instrument is great for your health. It helps you keep mentally balanced. But how about you? Maybe it's not music. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it is music. What do you do that you feel is great for your health? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you do that you think, yeah, man, this is great for my health? Your calls, your texts after Rage on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So a new study found out, hey man, playing a musical instrument, it is great for your health as it helps keep you mentally balanced. How about you? What do you do that you feel is great for your health? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Justin, all up there in the great state of Ferndale. Justin, you are on the Rock.
Great state of Ferndale.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Justin. How about you? What do you do?
Let's see here. So, like, when I have a stressful day and whatnot, especially with a 1-year-old terrorizing at my house, FPS gaming.
First-person shooters.
Oh, yeah. So mostly Doom and, like, Call of Duty, a little bit of Borderlands here and there.
Yeah, it sounds like my life, man, when I had a 1-year-old.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
yeah,
I was
that's
dooming.
What you were doing it, man. I was dooming my butt off back in those days and all those FPSs. And were you able to stop? The problem was I couldn't stop. I had to complete the whole game, and I was pretty much an S father. How about you? Are you able to at least do it in moderation?
Moderation, yes. Mostly when the wife and and him go to bed. I crawl out of bed, go downstairs, go to my game room, and just play until I pass out.
Yeah, and that's nice. The problem is I was never any good the next day because I would do that same thing. It was like, you know, I had to work, and then of course I had to be around the house when I got home to take care of the kids with my wife, even though I didn't do much of that. But then when everybody went to bed, you know, I was like, all right, I'll step and play the game. And then I was just a mess. Like Saturday morning, I'd sleep until noon. And she'd be like,
the spirit.
Yeah, she'd be like, what are you doing? Well, you know, you can't stay up till 3 a.m.
You're like, I'm living my best life.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to say that out loud, but I think I was thinking that.
Yeah.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What about you? What do you do that you feel is great for your health?
Video games is definitely coming up a lot by most of the texters. Once playing video games, especially after a bad day at work, playing Red Dead Redemption 2 or God of War and just killing stuff makes me feel better.
Awesome.
Yeah.
See, that just causes me stress. Like the wife can't be in the same room as me playing a game because I want to get out the stress. So I'm yelling really, really terrible words at my TV.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I can't handle this. And I'm like, but I'm having fun.
You are a rage gamer, and it doesn't look like you're ever having fun.
No,
but if you say you are, I'll believe you.
Yeah, I am having fun, and I'm just getting out all of the anger that I have. It's a lot.
It sure is.
Well, when you're yelling stuff, do you ever get to the point where you yell the C word?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. The worst time ever, though, was when I was playing World of Warcraft back in the day, and when I was living in a condo with my buddy Sean, and I yelled that word right as one of our neighbors was walking by my window.
Woo! Yeah.
She blamed my buddy, and I never corrected her.
No. Why would you?
No. There's no way.
Oh, poor Sean. Hey, that poor guy got the little short end of many sticks.
Yeah.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What do you do that you feel is great for your health?
So when I retired from the Army at age 40, I had no idea what to do, so I started doing woodworking. Now I make custom flags, small pieces of furniture, when the wife wants something. That's from Sean in Puyallup. Another person said, I'm a blacksmith and a knife maker, and if I'm having a bad day, there's nothing better than throwing a piece of steel in my forge and just beating the ever-living S out of that a piece of hot metal.
I have heard so many, you know, dudes that were, you know, went off to college. I shouldn't say so many, but I've heard, you know, a couple people I know went off to college and they realized that they'd rather work with their hands. And I wonder how many people out there who really would be happier working with their hands rather than getting that so-called college education. Mm-hmm. And we've heard about, you know, the trades, the trade business is just not, and a lot of people aren't going towards it. And there's a lot of great openings as well as you can make a decent living. And you can be happy if you're working with your hands. And so many people are just not doing it because they're told, go to college.
I'm at my happiest when I'm working with my hands.
Yeah, but again, you know, you're outside a convenience store. People can park next to you.
Well, speaking of that, one person just texted in, I smoke weed and take care of myself. Signed, a female listener.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Weird transition, but your daughter's in the room.
Oh, so weird. Sarah. I like the last part of that. I don't really smoke much, but the last part's cool. it's true. Hey. Sorry, Dad. Mine's dance. Mine's always been dance.
Wow.
I've always loved to dance.
Like dance?
Well, yes. I go to the club or I go to the gym and we have a dance class there.
I want a crunk dance.
I'll teach you if you want.
I do
want
to learn.
Oh, gosh. I can't even imagine you doing that.
Take him to the clubs.
Your big, lengthy body just trying.
Oh, but, man.
Yeah, it'd be quite the scene.
I want to be a master crunker.
Oh, no, maybe I won't teach you. But, like, nowadays, because nothing's open, I've been, like, going into my room and thinking of a scenario, whether I'm Beyonce's backup dancer or I'm at my wedding and I'm giving J-Rubs a sexy dance that you have to do.
Uh-huh.
So I'll, like, dress up.
No, not every wedding does a sexy dance.
Yeah, but, you know, the whole, like, take the garter off
I'm going to hate this wedding
doesn't
so
the girl
much.
Give the guy a little lap dance?
Not the weddings I've been to.
Oh, no?
I don't see the bride
ever
doing
that.
I've
totally seen that at weddings.
I mean, you can.
No, I've seen my drunk buddies give the bride a lap dance part of that, but it's more for, you know, giggles.
Oh, okay, so.
Oh, this is going to be such.
Maybe I won't do it because I'll probably take it way too far.
No, do it.
It's going to be a ratchet wedding.
Do what you view, whatever your vision is for your wedding, you should do.
You know what? Thank you.
Don't listen to Steve. Steve is a chaos person. He wants me to suffer.
Well, so now I've been, like, dressing up as whatever I'm imagining where
I am. Oh, you've been cosplaying a little
bit? Yes, and dancing and choreographing in my own room. Like,
what was the last one that you did?
Oh, the J-Rubs were at the wedding.
So, wait, do you have a wedding dress?
No. But I put on stilettos. I'm not that extra.
Like a white trash bag and put it over her. Just like, that's my wedding dress.
That's about. I think
don't
that
tempt
is,
me because I totally would do that. Let's get real.
I mean, I think it is going to be a white trash wedding, so why not dress
for
the occasion?
Why not? Yeah, I've got the boxes of Franzia, but like I'll pretend he's sitting on the bed.
Now is he pretending to be the groom?
I mean, he doesn't actually pretend with me in these scenarios.
Is he even awake when this is going on?
No, he has no idea what's okay. going on. No, I think he'd think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he like still playing video games or you're just doing this around him?
Yeah, or watching Guy's Grocery Games out in the living room.
It's a very
while
good
I'm
show.
In the room telling him I'm working out, but really, I'm practicing my dance moves.
Nice.
Yeah. It's weird.
You've been doing that ever since you were a little kid. You've always gone in your room and just blasted the music to de-stress.
I know. That's why I never want to move out because we live in a house, so we get no noise complaints.
Right. But you don't want to be in an apartment where you're like dancing and then the person under you is like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. Why is she always doing something crazy up there, right. blasting whatever kind of music?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I'm never moving out. Another reason.
There you go, BJ.
Sorry, BJ.
Yeah. Congratulations to me. And I can't wait for the white trash bag for the wedding.
Yes.
It's gonna, at least it'll save me money on a dress.
It will. It really will.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Again, we want to know, what do you do that makes you feel great for your health?
So it says, I microdose THC mints from the time I wake up until the time I go to bed. It helps keep me level-headed all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, whatever you got to do, especially now, man.
Another person says, I've been trying to learn the ukulele with my wife. It's a slow struggle for her because she has the musical talent of an empty trash can, but it's been fun. From Chris.
Well, there you go. Your wife and I are on the same level, Chris. That's a fact, because I would not know how to do that either.
Somebody says they drink. They go home, they drink, and do puzzles. It's a great time.
A lot of people are doing puzzles
Who's
now.
Who's puzzles person?
Yeah. I've been hearing a lot about
puzzles.
This
puzzles are huge person. Right now.
Yeah, you can't get them.
Like them and dumbbells are impossible to get.
Dumbbells, well, really? I didn't know dumbbells could do puzzles. Hey.
Yeah, like small like gym equipment rev right now. It's like,
wow. Okay,
they've
yeah.
marked up the price. It's ridiculous.
I guess that makes sense.
Dumbbells.
Yeah, because people can't go to places to work out, so you need something.
Oh, man. We have them at home, Sarah. See, good thing I bought them. Never used them, but at least now you have them.
Well, put them up on eBay.
No, I'm using them.
Oh.
You know, I'll do a bicep curl when I'm twerking.
Yeah, do it, girl.
Yeah, you know it.
With this texture, 100% hockey. It's the best way to take out some aggression while getting a workout. Also a great way to sweat out a hangover or a cold. Migs knows what's up.
Yeah, but you can't do it, can you, Steve?
No, I mean, I don't know where they're at now. There was a moment where they're able to kind of do it a little bit, but it's like smaller number of people. You have to get dressed outside. Some rinks across the country, it's like, I was listening to a podcast recently where this guy, Eric Young, who's a wrestler, but he also plays hockey. So he's like, yeah, me and my buddies, we all get together in the parking lot because we can't get dressed inside. And we pull out like bench, like, you know, beach chairs and just get drunk and just sit out there and then get our hockey gear on and go and play hockey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the way to do
that's
it.
That's something.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
Maybe you don't get drunk. Maybe you just have a couple beers.
And you miss the locker room, I know, in the
showers. The locker room's the best time. The showers are even better.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry you can't shower with a bunch of men. I apologize.
Yeah, thanks, man. I don't think you're really being sincere, but I appreciate it.
I mean, we can make it happen.
Yeah, we sure can. I mean, well, there's not a lot of men in this room, but
I've sent out the text to you guys. You're all more than welcome to come over and shower at my house with me.
I would do it just so your wife would go, what the is going on.
Yeah.
I would do it just for that moment. It would be worth it because I know your wife's head would explode.
Yeah, that would be a weird one.
Yeah, really would.
You know, I mean, I've had Ted over and we've done plenty of weird things and like even that.
You've had Ted over. That's pretty brave.
Yes. I think the weirdest time was when I was trying to show him how the vibration thing works on the mattress.
Oh, come on.
What the hell? So there's two grown men just laying in the bed, just laying there. It's like, oh, this feels good, doesn't it? It's just like, what's wrong with you two?
Yeah, I'd like to know that as well.
Yeah, this is your pro wife.
I was excited about this vibrating mattress.
I can tell.
Yeah. And how's it still working for you?
I don't know. I don't have batteries in the remote control, so I haven't gotten around to it. So
yeah, that's my same problem. I'm with you.
Single A batteries. Who has those? Or AAA? I'm sorry.
Who's got the AAAs anymore?
Every store.
Right. Well, besides them.
Like, and, just, you know, like, they have giant battery-like display cases that have all of them right there.
Our supply closet has some, too.
Oh. Ah, but we're not allowed in. Only Vicky, you sneak in. You know, okay.
You know, they kept it unlocked, right?
Oh, fancy.
So the guy sent the text about hockey. He's like, I missed the showers too, Migs. I'll come shower with you. That'd be an awesome event. Come shower with Migs.
And will you do a social distance? Shower with Migs? Have to wear waterproof masks?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
You're already in the shower, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that, oh, I thought the shower makes everything go away.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, all right then.
And somebody showers is good enough distance. I mean, it's not like you're right next to each other. Like,
I thought that's what you loved about it was the close proximity.
No. Oh. Well, when did I ever say I love? What I love about showering with my buddies is that we're so close to each other while we shower.
Well, you just said it. So. The way we edit this up, yes, yeah. it would mean today.
Joe, forget this ever happened.
So a popular singer performed on The Tonight Show last night from her home, only for her kid to interrupt the performance. We got the audio. You're going to hear it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.